We're happy to welcome to the program a longtime animator, writer, who has now added the title of director to his resume. He's got a wonderful new animated short entitled Corvine that's screening at the Tribeca Festival this week. We're happy to be joined by Sean McCarron. Sean, thank you for being with us.
Hello. Thank you very much, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you've been doing this for a while, some 20 years in the animation business. So what led you to decide it was time to tell your own story?
Well, you know, 20 years is a long time, and you're putting your efforts into everyone else's stories, and you're learning so much. And I just felt like now was the time to try something new for myself and give myself a new challenge. And that's kind of where it all started.
And, of course, we know animation is quite a process. Did I read along the way that from start to getting it out there to the festivals, this has been about an 8-year process?
That's right, yeah. Animation takes a long time. Independent animation, especially, you don't have a lot of money. You don't have as many people available to work on it. So from the beginning, it was is pretty much a passion picture for me, and I kind of worked around my full-time job, and in the evenings I would do a little bit, or in the morning I'd wake up early and do a little bit. So yeah, it took the first 7 years I was by myself, and I was able to get some funding from the Canada Council for the Arts, and when that happened I was able to hire a small crew to help finish the film, and we did that in a year.
Well, it's a beautiful film. The animation is great in this. It's it feels like some of the classic like Warner Brothers animation, but with the benefit of modern day technology, and just not even the story, which is amazing, but just the animation itself is so wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's just something I grew up with, is the classic hand drawn kind of look animation, and I wanted to tell a story that had a sort of a storybook feel to it, to harken back to the older days of the films that I really enjoyed. So I think it worked out really well. And I love drawing. And that's what really got me into animation was the drawing aspect of it. And there are new 3D features and everything out there now, but it's the charm of 2D really has me, so that's why I went with it.
Now, did you come into the business right about at the same time as computer animation became the way that studios were doing it?
Absolutely, yes. I went to film school in Vancouver, and I studied classical animation, so I learned how to draw on paper and flipping, so the really old days. But when I graduated and came out, the landscape has changed, and it was all digital. But the process is the same. You've just replaced the paper with a screen now, and it's still frame by frame animation though, and it's all my studies still related to what's going on. But it was very strange to study with paper and then realize that's never going to happen again.
It's such a wonderful story about a young man by the name of Kevin who, obsesses maybe too strong a word, but certainly identifies with crows and has a wonderful time at home. And his parents are very accepting of what he's doing. He's got some older neighbors who are, I think it's absolutely delightful, and feed that as well. But it takes a turn when he gets to school and runs into the realities of the school system. Now, am I right that part of the inspiration for this was, let's say, a unique skill that your father has?
That's correct. Yeah. My father can mimic the sound of a crow very well. And as we were growing up, he would be in the yard calling out to the crows. And the neighborhood crows would all listen, and they'd start flying in closer and having a look, and they'd start responding. And my dad would give a call back, so they had a conversation. I don't know what are you saying up there, but it was very funny, and I knew I wanted to do this film. And when I got to the point where I needed some sound, I brought my father into the sound booth and recorded him doing his call. So it's nice to have him in the film as well. It's just another little magic touch that I think works really well.
Oh, it does indeed. And I love the fact that there's no dialogue in the film. And I think I love it for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, it makes it a universal story that is not going to be having to deal with language barriers. But I think it also, for me as a viewer, it also managed to somehow highlight and heighten Kevin's isolation.
That's it. Yeah. I'm glad you picked up on that. I really wanted the music essentially to be Kevin's voice. And we all as humans respond to music very strongly. And I think it helps really connect in the emotional push of the film that you get the film through the music. And it's really emotional. I think my composer, Suat Bushnak, did an amazing job with the score, and I was delighted. We got an orchestra to play the score, and it's a really full, lush-sounding music that is just really beyond what I thought it would ever be.
Oh, the music is so powerful. And I understand that you hadn't, have you yet met Suat Bushnak? I know you were going to. Has that happened?
It has, yes. We had our premiere here in Tribeca on Saturday, and composer Suad, she flew in from Toronto, and we finally met at the premiere, and it was lovely to be able to finally meet her in person and thank her for a wonderful job, and it was just really nice. She was really busy, so she only had a day or two, but I'm hoping we'll see each other again soon.
Well, I teach school now. I teach high school students, so certainly not Kevin's age, but I've got a 9-year-old son, and certainly understand the struggles that young people go in finding themselves and finding acceptance out there. And also, as somebody who works with high school theater students, and I don't want to give too much away because I want people to watch the film, but I love the fact that let's just say the arts help to create a world where Kevin has the acceptance he's looking for.
Yes, that's it exactly. And that's based on my own kind of experiences as well. And the arts are so important to me, and they just allow communication in a community, and it builds the community and strengthens bonds and starts conversations in fun and unexpected ways. And it was really important for me to get that into the film.
So what was it like to actually sit in a theater and watch this after those 8 years of work?
Oh, it was a relief. it was nerve-wracking as well. It's going out there for the first time, but when people start responding at the right points in the film, and they're laughing and they're joking, and you can see the smiles on people's faces, and you know you have them, it's... It's a relief and a great feeling. And people, of course, coming up to me after the screening and just telling me how much they appreciate it, and they can see themselves in the little character, which means the world to me. So it's just been a really beautiful, fun ride. And it's nice to have it out there.
So you're at Tribeca. Yeah, you're doing the festival circuit. What's the next step? Do you are you trying to find a distributor to get a bigger audience for this?
I'm looking at distributors. There's not too many for shorts. It might just end up going online for everyone to view. So that's always an option. But for now, it's going to do the festival circuit for another 6 months or so, and then. See what the next step is after that.
Well, it's a beautiful movie. I am so glad I got to see it, and so glad I got to talk with you. The film is called Corvine. Sean McCarron, congratulations. 8 years, it certainly was worth it, because it's an absolutely wonderful film, and it's been great for us to have a chance to talk with you about it.
Thank you so much, Richard, for your kind words, and thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
That's Sean McCarron. The film is Corvine, C-O-R-V-I-N-E, and be looking for it. Down the road, or if you're headed to a film festival like Tribeca, you might get a chance to see it, and you'll love it. It's terrific.